Blog Talk Radio.
Corey hates this song. Okay, I know, Corey, you're sitting there going, why is she playing this music? I know. I can't help it.
I like that song.
It's kind of happy, and plus, you know, it said Pixinista beside it, so I was like, we're playing Pixinista, click. So, that's what it was.
I like it.
Yeah, Corey's going to be mad later. I don't care, though. It's September 25th, 2012. It's Tuesday. It's time for Pixinista. We're down a person because she is putting her thing down, making her paper.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is.
She's making her paper. I'm Snow White, and my brain is currently mush. And we also have Ginger Rock.
Yes. I am here, and my brain is not mush, but it is threatening to turn into mush. It's like pounding, so...
Oh, that's good. We should have a good show then.
Yeah. But you know, we're here. I mean,
right?
You know, we talk about clothes, so.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to put a plug out for my hair because I'm trying to feed my shopping habit here, people.
I want to see it. Do you have pictures?
Oh, gosh. Let me find it. I did another one. It's not really. I can't say that. But it's. Up in the marketplace, I think. Maybe not. It's called Sunshine at Secrets Hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's got kind of a retro feel to it. Got kind of like the big poof in the back and the flippy hair going on. Let me see if I can find it on market. Ooh, yep. Okay. I will put it in Skype for you.
Yay! Because I want to see it.
It's part mesh, part sculpted. So, because it's really hard to get that kind of...
be just a minute. Technical difficulties, apparently. Ooh. Chrome decided to shut down on me without warning.
That's not good.
No, it said it stopped. Chrome has stopped responding. Would you like to relaunch now? Yes, please.
Please do. That'd be nice. Thanks.
Yes.
You might have to redo join me then.
Well, I've got a pause at the moment, so that'd be why nobody's seeing anything. Spinning.
Spinning. Spinning.
Technical difficulties, people. This is.
The live show, so deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sunshine hair, partial rigged mesh. Is it rigid? No, it's rigged. Rigged, not rigid.
Partial rigged, yes, and partially sculpted as well.
Awesome. Well, I can see the link. Oh, Blog Talk just took off again, so there's that.
Are we still on? Are we on the air now?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm just...
Hey, don't freak me out. I thought we dropped.
Don't cut us. No, it's fine. It's just... Chrome being a little bit slow. It was, because you know how I have the chat room going, all this.
Yeah. See, that's why I use Firefox. I'd never have any problems with Firefox.
You know, Firefox and I loved each other for a very long time. And then it started having the whole issue where it was like running multiple instances or whatnot. And it was just,
I haven't had that problem.
So much lag. It killed me. I couldn't do it anymore. I was like, I love you, Firefox. You've been good to me for a long, long time, but it's time for me to move on. So I did.
Well, since you're having technical difficulties, I'm
going to... I got it.
I was going to bitch for a little bit, but go ahead.
Oh, that is pretty. I like the whole swept things to the sides.
Yeah. It's partially mesh, partially sculpted. The top is sculpted because it's really hard to get that look with just mesh. So, yeah, that's another hair. It was a joint effort between me and my partner, Sindel.
I like that.
Thank you.
You were getting good, girl.
I really can't take all the credit for that one.
But still,
it was a joint effort.
Lovely.
It wasn't just me.
Girl, yeah, if I were to sit down and try to make hair, I would have like a strand coming straight out of the top of my head. That would be it. I'd be like, you know what? Here, look. It's curly Q. We're done.
Apparently, Corey says she's going to cut us, and I don't know why.
Don't cut me. Don't cut me, Miss Corey.
I'm not really sure what we did.
I don't know. I don't know. But, oh, can I share the picture? Where'd it go? I had it. I know I did. Because I had just showed you, and then it liked it. Oh, there we go.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
So, no, you cannot have control of my screen. Miss Corey, you cannot have control of my screen. Look at that circuitry underwear.
Now,
the
first thought that went through my mind is that has got to be uncomfortable on her poon.
I didn't even think about that, but you're right. Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine? And the circuit boards cutting into your skin when you move?
Yes, that was what my thought was. Because, you know, you see all these whole little circle circuit boards. And every time you move, those are going to dig.
But then you see the thing going straight between her legs.
I can't help but think this is boy's underwear.
Is that a boy?
I can't help but think it is a guy. But it could be a girl. You can't really tell.
That looks like... That ass looks like a girl ass to me.
Think so?
I think it's a girl ass.
I don't know.
It's a nice ass. I like it.
Yeah.
But girl or boy, I don't care. It's a nice ass. But that's still, even if it's a boy, I mean, especially if it's a boy.
Yeah.
One between your legs, like, that has got to be uncomfortable.
And before people think I'm totally, no, you cannot have control. before people think I'm totally nuts, the reason that I came to this page were these shoes.
Those rocking, I will totally rock the hell out of those shoes.
I know, those are so hot. And I'm wondering.
Be wearing like this sexy little black dress. And then you bust up in those shoes.
Rawr.
What? And then, of course, you have to have the glasses on.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, yes, totally. Totally.
And then maybe have, like, kind of high-fashion gaming earrings on. And maybe a little hair doodad or whatever. Yeah.
Scrunchies. Scrunchies are bad.
Not a scrunchie. You're going to have, like, a little, like, a barrette or something. But
something,
have a whole, geek couture going straight down to head to toe.
That would be amazing. I mean, they had the tennis shoes, too, which are, you know.
They're okay.
I don't like them. Those heels.
Those are hot.
totally amazing. Amazing. Fuck you, Dorothy. You can keep your ruby red slippers. I want these.
I said, I'll take the circuit board. She can keep those ruby red slippers.
Exactly. Exactly. Those are so hot. All right, so what you got to show us this week?
My boyfriend, I just want to show you this because I have to have a drool-worthy boy. And he is just,
All right, it's opening. A little slow here, people. We've got some storms coming in, apparently. Why am I trying to mute myself? Where
I don't know.
There we go. I want you for Starfleet Academy.
You can have me, boy. Anyway.
No kidding.
But I actually have some fashion to show you. I just had to have my little boy
today.
There's fashion.
And I'm opening it. Yes, I am.
It's very cute. I love it. I would rock it. I'm telling you, it would look great on me.
Oh, that. Oh my God, that would look so good on you. I mean, because you've got that dark hair, that black hair, right?
Yes, black hair, and I got the boobs. Get that corset, get my boobs up there.
Hot. Man, that's hot.
Love that dress.
I love that. Why would you wear something like this, though?
Would it make some shit up? I'd be like, we're going to the opera? It's not a question. We are going to the opera. Get tickets.
I need somewhere to wear this, so we're going to the opera.
Like, we are going.
That is so, so flipping sexy.
Man, I'm telling you. I would love those, and you know what? Have just the right amount of kind of retro high heels to go with that. Just not like the really the sexy high heels, but the kind of retro fitted, really old school high heels to go with that, and a little black clutch, and I think you're fine.
Awesome, awesome. Oh, I was like, what is that second link? Da-da-da-da, that's what that second link is. All right, I have got to show you, where is it? Let me find it. Okay, this whole page, and I will, here, let me drop this into, y'all can watch me drop this into chat really quick. This is what I'm looking at, if you want to look at it closer. Geek Chic, sequin scrunchy, silver layers, and quadratic equations, and Ashish is in spring, summer 13th collection. All right, so this is a little bit old. This is from September. I can't help it. I still love it. I absolutely love this one the best. I run around and stuff like this in Second Life. And I love the collar, the underneath, you know, you've got the guy's shirt, whatnot, and then you've got the sweater over it. The mismatched socks, because, you know, us geeks are a little bit lazy doing the laundry. And the messy hair. I love the messy hair. I don't know why, but I absolutely adore messy hair. And the scrunchie! Look at the scrunchie!
I don't like scrunchies.
I don't even know where you would buy a scrunchie nowadays.
Girl, you can find them at any shopping market, any shopping store, grocery market, grocery. What the hell am I talking about?
I was looking at Walmart the other day, I mean, because I just needed some extra clips. I'd lost most, because you know how bobby pins, they just disappear. I don't know where they go. It's like a bobby pin monster. But anyways, yeah, so I had to get more bobby pins, and no, I don't think I saw any scrunchies or anything. And, I mean, of course, you know, I live in a small town, so Walmart's about it.
Yeah, but that, actually, the where I used to work had them all the time.
This brown atrocity, I don't know what they were going for there.
You know, it looks, never mind. It looks like some sort of upholstery you'd find on a couch, and they just kind of cut it up and threw it on her.
Yes, yes. I mean, because I can't talk. Some of this is just way out there, like this other.
That's not geek. That's like disco tech.
Yeah, totally. But then you've got this, and I think this is so cute.
Oh, no.
I love the little skirt and you know, the messy top.
No, I don't like that at all.
I don't know why I think that's so cute. That is so adorable. Seriously, I'm like contemplating, how can I make this in Second Life?
No, I don't think most of that is cute. The very first one on the right that had the big sweater over the men's shirt, that was sexy. That had a nice kind of geek sex appeal to it. The rest of it just kind of looks haphazard to me. It doesn't look like there was any real thought process to it.
Yeah, so I mean, because they are pushing that this is geek and this is nerd, and this is not really geeky or nerdy. This is kind of messy.
Yeah, this is messy, and I don't give a fuck what I look like.
Yeah, this is, I played in grandmother's closet. I can't even say mom's closet. I'm just going to go straight up with grandmother's closet, because, yeah, my grandmother wore some of the craziest crap.
Yeah.
But, and then you got the chick. I have to show her, because Corey, do you remember the chick at Men's Week?
Gosh,
I don't remember what her name was now, but she was always so well put together. She was just beautiful, and this chick reminds me of her. I mean, the eye makeup, the lipstick, the hair, just gorgeous, just beautiful. I loved it. I loved it. So did you happen to find any apps this week, Miss Snow?
You know, we are, like, rolling through all of our subject matter in a really fast
way. Maybe we should slow down.
We should slow down. You're very hyper. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I just had a whole lot of chocolate and okay. Well, not ice cream, but yogurt. So that could be it.
I think that's it because you are super, and you're just
I know. Well, I feel like I have to make up. I mean, seriously, I was like my internet. All right, we discussed earlier, you know, stupid people and, you know, how some people should not work in IT, this kind of fun stuff. I was out of internet from Saturday morning until right as the show began today at 11 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Saturday, somebody came out and was working on the pole across the street from my house, and I didn't notice it, but thankfully the other half did. And we noticed directly after they left we had no internet. So I called Time Warner, who is full of fail, and they're like, well, we can see that your signal is weak and you're not picking it up, and we don't know why. but we do know somebody who's out there working on the lines, and we can't come out and fix it until Tuesday. I was like, really? So you came out on a Saturday and broke it, and then you're going to make me go all weekend and into Tuesday? That's like 4 days with no internet. Finally, the guy comes out today, and he goes to fix it, and because he thought it was like my modem. He's like, you know, your modem's a year old. It's probably that's what it is. It's got to be something on your end. No. Climbs up on the pole. The connection that they were fixing, they put in some kind of filter. They didn't crimp the line.
Nice.
So 4 days for their dumb mistake. I was like, do I get, you know, some kind of knockoff for this? No.
Holy, but Jesus, you have got to see this cosplay.
Ooh, what you got?
Oh, my, he's scary. Hot, but scary. I would be all over that.
Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah, I was trying to pull it up.
Ooh.
That is amazing. And I swear to God, if he doesn't actually have those six-pack abs.
No, look at the outline of his body. That boy is built.
That is amazing.
I just want to crawl in your lap.
Who did your... Seriously, is he there with the company or is he there on his own? I need his own.
That's cosplay. That's him.
That is amazing.
Holy.
Who did your body art?
Who did his body? I'd like to do his body.
Wow. Just... And he's got the blacked out contacts.
Man, dude, I'm kind of turned on now. That's hot.
No kidding. And I can't help but wonder what's underneath the skirt.
Can you lift it up a little?
Just a little peek. I just want to know.
You just want to peek. That's all.
I promise not to touch. I don't promise nothing.
No, I'm not promising anything. Fuck that.
Wow, that is amazing. Amazing. Yeah. And this, by the way, we're talking about, this came from Miss Tori. She's the one who found it, and she linked it to me, so I had to show it. I am showing my screen, right?
Yeah, you're showing.
Okay, good. This is just amazing. Look at the bracers. Holy shit. Just
girl, I sent that to you. What are you talking about?
Oh, you sent that to me? I
just sent that.
Oh, my bad. I thought I saw Corey sent it.
Oh, that was me.
Awesome. Did I miss one? Because I could have sworn I saw something from Corey.
Maybe, but that one's mine. I will claim him. That one's mine right there.
This is Snow's guy? Don't touch.
Don't touch my guy.
Oh, my God. That is hot. Just, wow.
I just don't even know, like, how... Do these people even manage to do this? I mean, I guess I had two man candies, but I had to show the cosplay.
I have to show some Louis Vuittons. Tell me I didn't actually just screw up my screen. There we go. Miss Corey, because I know you're watching.
Oh, my God. Circuit. Oh!
These are the circuit shoes that you want. These are so flipping motherfucking hot.
Oh, my God, that is sexy. Now, that with a black dress and geek accessories.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Man, I'd wear those naked. What are you talking about? Got
a geek boy at home. Walk in just in those.
Yeah. You might have to wait a little bit for him to recuperate afterwards. But
damn.
Yeah, I went there. I'm horrible. And these are from the side. Louis Vuitton. Am I saying that right? Louis Vuitton?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sure Corey would be screaming otherwise.
She'd be like, yeah, that ain't right.
Y'all ain't right. So hot. I want those so badly. So badly. Corey, we may have to branch off into some women's shoes. You know? Those are just sick. Amazing. Gorgeous.
There are so... I'm sorry. I'm like getting lost. I'm looking at Pinterest. And there are so many fly men. And yes, I just said fly.
Fly
on Pinterest today, and I just can't help myself.
Well, that's fine. I'm going
to
show...
Corey wants a link to the Louis Vuitton, by the way.
Okay. My bad. I know I'm supposed to be dropping these into chat, and I'm horrible about doing it. There we go.
I just found another...
Here we go. They say these are some of the worst tech shoes in Geekland. Yeah, I'm going to have to agree, at least on these. Game Boy platforms.
Those might be a bit much.
Those are amazing on one hand. On the other, if they wouldn't have done this weird fringe thing, it might have been okay. You know,
maybe.
Into boots. Turn them just straight smack into boots. None of this fringe crap. The Game Boy's on the side. I would wear those.
That's kind of funny. I would probably do it, too. But I think maybe different colors, because I don't really like the purple and the green.
No. That's why I said, you know, I mean, because if we just did the whole boots, just straight up purple boots.
That would be hot.
Yes. That would be hot. But the purple and green, not so much.
No.
These, I don't know why.
What? Are you going to take your shoe off to listen to music?
And with the horrible earbuds, who uses anymore? My earbuds are the nice ones that actually go like in your ear. They look like the earplugs. They're still nice and comfy and they're squishy. Oh, I love them. But is this a shoe? No, it's supposed to be a telephone.
It's a shoe and it's not a telephone. Is it? Oh my God, it is a telephone.
It's a telephone.
I thought it was
just the hell?
I have no idea. Are you going to just like sit? Hang on, my shoe's ringing.
Oh, man, you better hope you didn't walk far that day.
Oh, no.
I've seen these, and part of me's like, oh, those are so cute. And this part's like, oh, my God, who wears that crap?
Corey went to Lincoln.
Okay,
she's freaking out. Can you give her a link?
She wants the link. She wants the link. Yeah, all right. Yeah. I'll drop the link. There you go. Oh, wait. Now I got to find. There we go. Sneakers that are boom boxes. We've seen all kinds of different boom box anything. So, hell, I was at.
That is so 80s. Okay.
Yeah, totally. But I was at Hastings the other day, and they had a build or design your own boom box thing. And it was cardboard that you could put together into like a box, and it had the speakers that went in the side, and it came with the colored pencils so that you could color your own design on the box. I was like, really? You've already seen these shoes.
Those are not attractive.
No. Those are hot. Those are hot. Those look painful. And then you've got these, which...
What is that?
Dual speaker with built-in bass. Comes equipped with volume control, power adapter, and a whole lot of punch me in the face because I'm a loser.
Yeah.
I gotta agree. But, I mean, because seriously, how are you supposed to use this? I mean, because you can't actually walk because it's wired.
I guess walk very carefully.
I guess so. You know what? Maybe you just go with that whole, the pants that you see the guys wearing now that aren't just saggy, but they hang down to their knees.
Oh, you mean like the ones, like the dropped crotch or whatever?
No. I'm talking about the guys who are actually wearing the pants, and they're not even pulling them up to their ass anymore. They're below. So Like, it's showing, well, their ass would be showing if they weren't wearing boxers.
No, sometimes their ass is still showing.
Why?
I don't know.
It's not cute. It's not cute, people. Stop it. Cut it out. Every time I see a guy, because I see him here in town do it, every time I see him, I want to pull over, get out of my car, and smack the shit out of him. Tell him, did your mama not raise you right? Do I need to go have a conversation?
I really want to explain to them where that came from. And I will, you know what, let me educate the people listening. Listen very carefully, boys and girls, because I'm going to tell you the actual origin of the saggy pants. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the saggy pants actually originated in prison.
No.
Yes. And if that's not bad enough, let me tell you what it was for in prison. Now, you know, in prison, if you're in prison for a long time, you tend to get lonely. Mm-hmm. And you tend to need some companionship, if you know what I mean. Well, in order to let other men know that they were available for said companionship, the men would sag their pants to indicate their availability.
Why would you do this?
Mm-hmm. And so that's where it came from. Everybody just thought it was really looked cool, and they started doing it all the time. So in essence, they're all advertising their availability to drop the soap in the shower.
That's just not cute at all. Why, people? Why do you do this to me?
Now, I want to preface this by saying, or not preface it, I guess. I want to end this by saying I have nothing against gay people, obviously. I love gay people. I do.
Yes, gay people.
Don't care.
Are awesome.
But I can guarantee you. Most of the kids walking around with their pants sagging down like that have no idea what it actually means.
Also want to talk to you guys who are wearing the skinny pants, and then you are wearing your girlfriend's pants that are about four sizes too small.
Oh, God.
Stop that. It's not good for the sperm count, and you're going to want that one of these days.
I hope so. I mean, unless you really like that constricted feeling.
I don't know.
Some people do. Some people... Oh, my God.
I do have to talk really quick. I don't even know why I'm showing you all this because it's not really much a show. I found a widget for the Android, pretty sure this is for the Android, called Trend Hunter. And it showcases the latest trends from trendhunter.com, which I've never been to. Anyways, technology trends, style, fashion trends, environment, business, marketing, da-da-da-da-da. Things that we're talking about here tonight, style and fashion. So kind of, from what I understand, from what I was reading, talks about what's going on now, who's making what. We're not talking just SL, we're talking real world stuff. And kind of lets you follow the trend. So, you know, if you're a trendy person or want to be trendy, maybe this is for you.
Ginger!
What do you have?
Have you ever seen Ever After with Drew Barrymore?
Oh my God, yes, I love that movie!
Okay. Pull that link up.
Okay. I muted myself instead of... No, my screen's already paused. There we go. I love...
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh.
I want that dress.
I want to cry that dress. It's the dress.
It is beautiful.
Oh, my God. Is that her actual dress, or did somebody make that?
Somebody made that.
That is...
I am in awe. That is... I am almost tearing up because that was... That's like my every little girl's fantasy, to be that beautiful fairy princess that walks in the room and everybody goes, oh, she's so beautiful.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And
even I want to be a fairy princess sometimes. Shut up. Okay.
No. You're right. That is just... All right. Back to an SL tangent really quickly. Because I was helping a friend look at wedding dresses in SL last week before I lost the internet connection. Girls, I don't know who's doing it. I don't know who started it. Somebody stop it. The slutty wedding dresses.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. It's not cute. You are a bride. It's supposed to be like a respected, joyful day. Not a, hey, look how much boob and areola and nipple I can show and... No, all right? Put the girls away for just, you know, 2 hours, okay?
You can bust it out at the reception, okay?
Yes, yes. Dress however you want at the reception. Walking down the aisle. Don't look like a whore. Everybody looks like... All right, I say everybody. Not everybody looks like a whore in SL. good portion of some of these girls and some of the guys that play girls, you look like whores. Stop it. It's not cute. No, it's just not. Especially because it's pixel sex, okay? Just stop it.
Well, okay, let me have a Second Life tangent as well.
Okay.
And this comes from me watching people go around in gore.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this before. I'm a big roleplay fan. I love roleplay sims. Dress according to your roleplay, okay? If you're going to be in a sim where your women are supposed to be very covered up, fucking cover up. Don't come in dressed like a whore and then whine and bitch when people tell you you're dressed wrong.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Or if you're supposed to look like a whore, look like a whore and don't whine and bitch when people tell you you don't. Dress the part. Okay?
Yes.
Because you were fucking with my immersion, and I don't like that.
I haven't been to my RV sims in a while. I need to go back. I've been making clothes and listening to music, and that's about it.
I'm addicted.
I need to, something. I don't know. I do have to talk about Returned Karma from Second Life. Since we're talking about Second Life really quick, she is the designer of the week for me, I guess. She makes, it's kind of gore-looking clothing, but it's not.
That is a gore. That prim vest and canvas, that's a gore thing.
Yeah, but she's also got other things that are, and it is, but it's not. She's got different things that are just, all right, a lot of this is gore. And she's not showing a lot of what she has in her store.
She makes GE stuff, gore-evolved stuff, looks like to me.
Is it gore-evolved? Okay.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. Like, there's two things you have, what they call buy-the-books and gore-evolved. It looks like her stuff is more gore-evolved, where they're less restrictive about what you can wear.
Yeah. And I've got some of the stuff from her store because she has a 25 Linden sale that goes every week, all week long. And then she also does the 25 Linden Tuesdays, and she just does random sales. She makes some amazingly cute stuff.
That is some cute stuff, though.
I know, and it's not badly priced. I mean, and it comes with a hat. It comes with everything. I
may have to go buy some. Do they show boobies? Because I have to show boobies.
Some of it does show boobies, yes.
Okay, good.
And she's getting into mesh now, and I love her stuff. And she's looking for bloggers, by the way.
I am not a very reliable blogger because I lose interest. I'll be straight up. I lose interest.
Free gore clothing.
I will lose interest. I really can't. I mean, I want to pretend like I'd be like all up about the, you know, Second Life fashion and blogging every week and shit for free clothes, but no.
All right. Well, I'm going to drop this link in the chat because I know Corey's going to get me if I don't.
Yes.
So
I'm
you
mad.
Can check out Returned.
Where's my links?
Return to Karma is the name of the store, and I happened to have just tripped across it one day. I found a blog that was linking a hat that she put up, and it was like a little elephant-looking hat, and it was so cute. And I think I've bought it, and I've never blogged it. I need to because it's just adorable, and I paid like 25 Linden for it. And ever since, I've gone back to her store because she's just got some amazingly adorable stuff. And yeah, it is definitely gore.
Gore.
At the same time, I can wear it other places, and it's not. It's kind
have
of
I
cute.
Talked? Have I talked about Sodara yet?
No, you haven't.
Okay, let me give you a link. This is definitely Gurian clothing, Gurian slave clothing. She has accessories. She has actual clothing. She has chastity belts. Well, they're called iron belts. Chains, coin boxes, collars. I mean, she's got everything, and her shit is gorgeous. She is so talented. The only thing about her stuff that irritates me is just about every single prim she has is on Fulbright.
Why would you do that?
I have no idea, but you get it, and it's modified, so you can turn the Fulbright off.
Oh, that's good.
But still, when you get it, it's like you put it on, and it's blinding. You're like, turn that shit off.
That would annoy me. Why would you do that, people? We have wind lights now. We don't need Fulbright.
Thank you. You don't need that. And I understand that it's supposed to be for, like, the ambiance or make it, you know, look extra shiny or whatever. But really, it's not pretty.
Mm-mm, no. And you can actually do shiny textures now. You don't. I actually saw something that had a type of, like, a mirrored reflective.
Yeah, I saw texture. That. That was really awesome.
I was like, where the hell is this coming from? Who did this? I don't know. I don't even. I think it was, like, on shoes. Yeah, but that's what it was. It was on shoes and it was reflective. And I was like, that can't be. This is Second Life. We don't have reflections. I mean, we have them in water, sort of, but...
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know, but the chick was gone before I could find out, so... Wow, she makes some gorgeous stuff. All right, my turn again.
Yes!
Yay! All right, where's my link? Okay, one of these pictures is not working, but I'm going to show you the second one, because these...
Oh, those are awesome!
Yes, R2-D2 shoes!
What?
Those.
You know, I wonder, C-3PO has got to be feeling left out, because no one ever does him. Did you notice that?
Well, he's not very pretty! He's not very pretty at all.
Maybe not, but
these
still.
Are crafted shoes. Somebody made them. Or at least... colored them, painted them, something. Did something to them. But these
they
are
decorated
so
them. It looks
cute.
Funny.
Decorated them. There we go. Just adorable.
And
I
have something
where...
to go along with the Star Wars theme whenever you get a chance.
Oh, yeah? What you got?
Skype.
Oh.
Isn't it cute?
My God. Those are so cute. The Leia hair. Wow. I love those.
I would so rock those just because.
I know. That is so cute.
Isn't it adorable?
It is. I'd want to find a yarn that's like close to my hair color, though. I mean, because as much as the brown is cute, I want it to match my hair. And that, oh my God, though. That is just too cute. I love it. Is she selling these?
I don't know.
Oh,
I want to know. But that is adorable.
She should. Yeah, she should. Those are just amazing.
In fact, let me repin that real quick, because that's cute. Repinned.
Awesome. All right. I got another app here. And
okay.
Of course, the apps are kind of short. Can I open this up so I can... Here we go. Fab Sugar is by Sugar Sugar Publishing. I can't talk tonight. FabSugar.com. It's a widget.
That's such a good word.
Dedicated to all the very latest must-haves in beauty, fashion, and accessory. Says Fab guides users through upcoming trends and how to wear them, where to get them, and even how to afford the million-dollar look without spending it. They say it covers everything from timeless classics and beauty staples to where to get the sunglasses worn by the hottest celebrities of this week. I think this is cool because there's so often that I like something that somebody's wearing. I'm like, I wonder where I can find that, you know, where I can afford it. You know, a knockoff of some sort, at least something comparable. And I think that would be amazing to have. Am I? Yeah, I am sharing my screen.
You are sharing. And I agree. That would be absolutely amazing to have.
Yeah. And apparently you can get these widgets and you can put them on your blog. And I know a lot of us blog. Or at least have a website of some sort. Or I think you can even put it... Yeah, look. Oh, MySpace? Holy crap. Twitter and Google.
Wait, MySpace?
I know. I was like, wait a minute. What is that? That's not Facebook. No, that's MySpace. Wow.
That's old school right there.
Totally. But I think that's cool because, I mean, like I said, in Second Life, I can keep up with the trends because I've got these groups that tell me what's come out and who's making what and what's new.
But in real life, it's super hard.
It is. I'm too busy looking at, you know, games to actually pay attention to real life fashion. But then I see something, I'm like, oh, that's so cute, I could wear that. Or I get an idea of what I'd like to wear, but I have no clue where to find it. And like I said, I live in a small town, so shopping is fairly limited here. So a lot of my geek wear that I do get, I have to order offline.
Yeah.
So, you know, something like this would be great. Tell me, you know, who's wearing what, where to get it. Maybe I can order it from websites. It'd be great.
So before I start the music, I want to talk about a show that I'm kind of hooked on now.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I want to talk about this is because it was actually updated. It's Sherlock Holmes. But it was updated to modern times. But he still has, I forgot the name of this actor. The name of the show is Sherlock. And his Sherlock co-actor, Dr. Watson, is in the new movie The Hobbit coming out. But really, Sherlock is the one I'm focused on. Because first of all, he is freaking gorgeous. I mean, his eyes, and he's just so smart, and it's so believable that he's so smart, and I just cannot get enough of him. Let me see if I can find a picture. Ooh, there's a picture right there. Okay, giving you a picture.
Okay.
You can see who I'm talking about. That's a very long link. Sorry. But anyway, so this show is set in modern times, but still he dresses very dapper, and it's kind of a it kind of shows modern men that they don't have to look like everyone else to attract the ladies. Because I gotta tell you,
I mean, his face, it's different, but I mean, it's still attractive, but
he
it's
is,
not like
super attractive. Like, if I saw him in real life, I wouldn't be able to talk. I'd have to.
But he's different. He doesn't look like the pretty boys. Like,
yes.
On everything else right now.
Yes, but he's still fine, and Dr. Watson is fine too. I'm sorry, they both are.
Yeah, I know. Actually,
they're both very fine. And they have those British accents, and it just makes me melt. That's my new obsession. I think they're in the third season now, I believe. I've already seen the first two seasons
on
Netflix.
I saw this. Yeah, I think I saw it being advertised on Netflix the other day.
It
I
was.
I haven't watched it yet.
But I just want to give that little plug because that's what I do when I'm completely, I can't handle RP anymore because I'm tired. So that's what I do. So on that note, let's start the music. Tune in tomorrow for the news. I will not be here because I'll be working. So you'll have Ginger and Corey. And then tune in on Thursday to have our Rough Raw and Ready show, I hope, maybe.
Yes.
I don't know. We'll see. All right. Favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, Ginger.
Good night, Ginger. Oh, wait, no. Good night, boys and girls. Yes, they do.
Yes, we do. Sherlock Holmes, you know just how to talk to a girl.